This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Hurricane Lily is changing its speed and shape as it moves over Louisiana. The storm has been downgraded to a Category 2 hurricane, which means it still packs damaging winds of about 100 miles an hour. NPR's John Burnett is in Lake Charles, Louisiana, near the Gulf of Mexico and the Texas border. John, good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What are you seeing?
Well, Lake Charles is on the western edge of this storm, which is not catching the full brunt of it. Yet this morning, we're seeing these bands of gray hurricane clouds. They're so unique. They're unlike any other clouds I've seen before. They're just racing across the sky overhead. We're catching intermittent rain, lots of blustery wind. But again, we're about 60 miles away from the real action. I've been monitoring the movement of the eye as it goes across into central South Louisiana, and New Iberia seems to be the bullseye. And I understand that over there, there is lots of high wind. There are trees being snapped. There are signs coming down. There's some structural damage to roofs. That's the part of the state that's really catching most of this storm. It's pretty light where I am, actually.
Why did the evacuation orders extend so far west?
Well, all day yesterday, these computer models, they always, you know, err on the side of caution when you have a big Category 4 storm with 145 mile per hour winds, which it was yesterday. And so everything from Orange, Texas, Beaumont, over in southeast Texas, they were watching it. There were evacuations there. Many of these coastal communities here in Louisiana and along Interstate 10 in South Louisiana, they heeded the warning. So there's actually very few people out this morning. And you can see why. The front page of the Lake Charles newspaper has an enormous type across page one, Category 4. So this is a city that understands how devastating hurricanes can be.
All along the coast of Louisiana, officials warned about the dangers of storm surge. What is that exactly?
Well, it's the water that is pushed by the power of the storm in front of it. And with a Category 4, they were worried the storm surge could be as high as 20 feet, which is pretty fearsome. Now that it's down to a Category 2, the storm surge, the rising water that comes before the storm, is predicted to be more like 10 feet. And it's mainly a concern for these coastal communities. And that's where many people have evacuated, because they know that to get 2 or 3 or 4 feet of water in their house, they don't want to be there when that happens.
How does this hurricane compare with those in the past in South Louisiana?
Well, here in Lake Charles, they really understand what a fearsome hurricane is like. Back in 1957, Hurricane Audrey passed through, and people still talk about it. It changed the shape of the city. It destroyed buildings. I was just talking to a man inside the convenience store where I'm parked, and he was talking about how when he was a six-year-old child then, and he was leaning against the door as the wind was pushing it off its hinges. They talk about riding an icebox across Lake Calcasieu as it floated across the lake south of Lake Charles. So they really understand how devastating a hurricane can be, and that's one reason why people heeded the warning so much here, and there's a great sense of relief here in Lake Charles that it was not worse.
Has there been any impact on oil and gas rigs?
When a big hurricane comes into the Gulf of Mexico, the first things that evacuate are the oil and gas platforms out in the Gulf. These exploration and production companies have their own meteorologists. They are several days and several steps ahead of the commercial TV networks and the Weather Channel. So they have their crew boats out there. They have their helicopters out there. They're moving the crews out of the Gulf usually a couple of days before the hurricane hits, because while they're built to withstand Category 5 hurricanes, they have been known to topple over, and if that happens, it's catastrophic. So they just don't leave any men on them.
Well, there's got to be a big economic impact here with Tropical Storm Isidore last week and Hurricane Lily this week.
Well, these are ghost towns down here. Everything is boarded up. Life just stops for about 24 hours down here, and they're used to this. This is, you know, people keep plywood. They know that, you know, when the authorities say so, it's time to evacuate. But they're used to this down here. They've withstood hurricanes as long as there have been towns here.
NPR's John Burnett in Lake Charles, Louisiana.